The Kings are on the air. This is The Bench with John Granato and Lance Erline on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll get to Eric Bieniemy in a second. Tyrone wanted to call back in. Tyrone, what's going on, man?
No, I didn't want to call back in. You asked me to, so I obliged. You say, Tyrone, call back in, John.
I wanted you to get on Lance because he was being negative.
Stop. You have to take your medicine.
Tyrone, I didn't hear that phone call when we were talking about the Casario hire.
Okay, but you asked me to call back in, so I'm explaining it. So, John, just like with Dusty Baker when they hired that Dusty Baker with baseball, the first thing comes out of mostly your mouth, I think. I don't know. You may have to pull it up in the archives. They're just temporary. Or that's not the fix. Or that's not the answer. Or they just...
Well, he was a transitional hire, Tyrone. Tyrone, he's 70 years old. He was a transitional hire.
It was a two-year deal, I think.
Yeah.
Asking me, you called me, be a good host.
Yeah.
You asked me to call back in.
And I'm answering you, and we can have a conversation, too. We can have a conversation.
I know,
too,
but Tyrone. I just want to make, once I make my statement, you can talk, John.
All right. You asked
me to call back in, and I hadn't even finished. That's fair? Like you like using, that's fair. So I called in to express, because you asked me to call back in. So I obliged. So what I was saying that when Dusty Baker, the same knock on him was, I mean, he was not the answer. What I'm saying is that even with Lovie Smith not being the answer, and I'm a Cowboys fan, by the way, why is it that those guys were on the table with no experience? So that's what I'm getting at. And the fact that you said on television, on the radio, hey, he's not, I mean, he's old. You tried to justify the reason why he wasn't age 63, who cares about that? The man's been to a Super Bowl. His record is he's got the experience. If I come on your radio show, I don't have the experience. I would be trained, but then you would hire another guy with no experience over a guy with experience.
Can I answer the question now?
Okay.
Yeah, can I answer now? Okay, first of all, Dusty was 70 years old when he was hired. That's a transitional hire. Sorry. I don't care if he's black or white or what.
That's not a great...
And, oh, by the way... Every single time we talked about Josh McCown, who's a white guy who had no experience, we crushed it and said how stupid it is. It has nothing to do with black or white, Tyrone. It's about this organization and how stupid it is. We crushed. We did not want. I did. Lovie is a much better hire than Josh McCown. It has nothing to do with black or white. It just Lovie Smith came out of nowhere for the Houston Texans. And if you want to know the truth, If Josh McCown is on this staff, I'm sorry. Lovie's going to be a placeholder. I don't care what color he is. And it doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's how the Texans go about their business. They did not have Lovie Smith as a candidate. He had no interviews with anybody else. He was not considered a candidate for a head coaching job anymore after his last two stints as a head coach. He was awful in those places. I'm sorry. That's the reality of it. Whether or not he's black or white, that doesn't matter, Tyrone. You're making me out to be some kind of a racist here when it's just in front of all of our faces exactly how the Texans do this thing. They suck at it. It's not about him. And Dusty Baker, I'm sorry. He was not a long-term answer here. He was hired at 70 years old.
He was hired out of the league. He worked for the league.
Yes. He wasn't even...
That was not a good example.
He was a what? Listen, Dusty Baker couldn't have been a better choice. Couldn't have been a better choice, but he was not a long-term answer. Not when you're 70. And he was perfect for this organization, where it was at after all of the scandal. And Dusty has done a remarkable job. And I'm glad he's back. And I think Dusty is wonderful. And the players love him. And he was perfect for the job. But he ain't going to be here long, Tyrone. And I don't know why you're making this out to be a black and white thing with me. I don't give a rat's ass. I've been killing the Josh McCown stuff. Killing it because it's so stupid. And you well, if they, I mean, what? Yes, Lovie has experience. Josh McCown has none. This is a much better hire. Much better hire. Anyway. Holy crap. And again, where were you when I was talking about the same thing with Nick Casario, who was a white guy? Were you there?
Your comments are
giving me crap about
it. Your comments are organizational. It's not about the guy.
No.
We get that. I think his whole point was give the guy, and I'm just devil's advocate here. His initial call was I'm not commenting on all the other stuff. You've handled all that. But his initial point was don't just say he's a transitional guy in general. The media, let's give Lovia a shot.
All right, hold on.
I'm cool with that. Here, I think we are all a little bit concerned.
Here is the Athletics. Right. Here's the Athletics headline. Texans Messi, and I didn't even read the second line of the headline. Texans Messi search ends with Lovie Smith. Is he another transitional head coach? I mean, this is the Athletic. Better get on them.
That's a question we're all asking.
Is there some negativity around this hire? Yes, because of the way the Texans did it. I hope Lovie Smith is awesome. I really do. I hope he's awesome like Dusty Baker was. I really do.
Dusty's been great.
I have my doubts.
I mean, you're hiring an older guy in the midst of a trauma for the organization. My thought was, well, he's not the same as A.J. Hinch. That's who you're used to. Fact is, Dusty, the players love Dusty, and Dusty loves the players. He is still an older coach. You know at any point he could shut it down. And he's not a guy that you think is going to be a five-year manager through his own choice, not the Astros. I just wonder if Dusty wants to keep going and going through the grind of a 162-game schedule. But so I think the Dusty thing was not the best example, because that's not the same as what we're talking about. And the Astros, I don't think, have the same issue that the Texans. Every day we talk about how fundamentally flawed they are as an organization. I mean, truth be told, we're going to rehash, but a guy like D'Amico Ryans should have been given an interview here. A guy like Todd Bowles, to me, if Todd wants it, if he wants it, he should have been given an interview here. And that's because they are guys who are coming off of strong performances.
Well, Todd Bowles didn't need it nearly as much as D'Amico did. D'Amico needs to start interviewing he'll get better at it and better at it and better at it.
Yeah, he's gotten
some. Listen, you wanted to talk about Bieniemy.
Yeah.
I don't know how Bieniemy interviews. That's one of the things that maybe he doesn't interview, whatever the case may be. But he needs as many interviews as he possibly can get, so that at some point he maybe gets better at
it. Something's going on because black GMs aren't hiring him.
Right.
Like, there's always talk about the racist NFL. Yeah,
Ryan Poles was there.
Ryan Poles was there in Kansas City. He gets to Chicago. The first thing he does is hire Matt Eberflus, the defense coordinator from the Colts. He didn't even unless he was told we're not doing that, because, you know, Eric Bieniemy does have some things in his background. You can go Google
search it.
And that's my thing with it.
Yeah.
Most of them are one of them was more recent, but it's still over a decade old. There's nothing that is really, really severe, but if you're looking for why, maybe that's it. Maybe people say there's some messy stuff in here in terms of some physical run-ins and things like that with people. One was a female who I think was a valet parker. He's had some things that maybe people would point to. I don't know. I just know this. There are other guys who are getting interviews and considerations, and I just don't see it for Eric Bieniemy. And black GMs are not hiring him. And that's what my buddy, the agent, the black agent, said. He goes, people need to be looking at why black GMs, especially Ryan Poles, who was there in Kansas City and has a young quarterback. You know, Poles' success could rest on the right arm of Justin Fields. So he's going to want to do the best he can for Justin Fields, and he didn't hire Bieniemy. So something's going on. Now, it was reported that Bieniemy's contract was set to expire, and I saw Field Yates had something that said Bieniemy is coming back to the Chiefs.
There was a headline this morning that Bieniemy might be OC in somewhere else next year.
Which would mean, but I think Field Yates said something about it. Is he coming back to Kansas City?
Yeah, I don't know what the latest is. All because I know is that there was talk yesterday about him leaving and being an OC somewhere else. Hey, there's a lot of head coaching openings right now. Maybe he goes somewhere and he gets out of Andy Reid's shadow, does a great job somewhere else. Listen, that's what Dana did at Texas Tech. He was under Leach for all those years. He finally got away. He finally, after 8 years with Leach, said, I'm going to go and call all the plays with Summy. He turned that into Oklahoma State, and then he turned that into the head coaching job at West Virginia.
So I guess he's not getting the contract. Field Yates said something. Eric Bieniemy's contract with Chief expires after season, set to become a free agent. Chiefs offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy's contract is expired. This may be, I tell you what this may be, may have nothing to do with the Chiefs. It may have Andy Reid make, because Andy Reid has clearly put the cape on for Eric Bieniemy. I don't know if you saw the Zoom call. Andy may be saying, look, you're not going to get the respect that you deserve for the job that you're doing here until you are out from under my wings, in charge of your own offense clearly, and doing it with somebody other than Pat Mahomes. This may be Andy Reid saying, you know what, I'm gonna push you from the nest because to truly fly, you're going to have to do it. People have already made their mind up about what your role is with me. We need. I think that's what's going
hopefully,
on here.
Hopefully, but hopefully he gets a job too. I mean,
I just don't
I heard the I heard Joel. Maybe he'll and be Jeremy.
OC. Well, maybe he'd be OC at Chicago with Poles.
Maybe, maybe. I heard Joel and Jeremy yesterday talking about Jonathan Gannon, and you know, Jonathan Gannon maybe was the guy who refused to take on Josh McCown on his staff. He gave him ultimatum. No, I'm and then he was out of the process. Jonathan Gannon believes in himself as a defensive coordinator, and you know, even though Philly doesn't. Philly, hey, listen, when Philly fan was thrilled that the team was going to get the head coaching job for the Texans, that's Philly fan. Okay, everybody hates their coordinator. Everybody hates their offensive or defensive coordinator. For the most part, those are fans, and they're going to be, oh yeah, thank goodness he's going to be out of here. Well, guess what?
You happy about Pep staying?
I am. I hope Pep does stay.
Pep's the OC. No, he is. Pep Hamilton's going to be the OC.
Well, he's also been, Jacksonville is hard on him too. Jacksonville's after him. Jacksonville is after him as well.
You mean the quarterback who didn't play as well as Davis Mills?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Okay. Pep may also want to just stay in Houston. If the money's the same, maybe the money goes up. Well, the money has to go up. He's off. If he's going to be offense coordinator. So if the money's up, maybe your quality of life, maybe you don't want to move again. Maybe you want to coach with Lovey because Lovey's a guy that you know and you're tight with as opposed to Doug Peterson. I don't know. Does Peterson have a background if supposedly Jacksonville's looking at, but Doug Peterson's going to be calling the offense. I don't know. I mean, Reich, maybe not. Maybe Sirianni not. And Frank Reich. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I know Doug's an offensive guy.
Well,
yeah,
yesterday they were after him. It could be he maybe has already signed a contract with the Texans.
I think he's locked in with the Texans as the new OC. So,
we'll see.
So you're not going to have a lot of turn. The good thing is you'll have some continuity. The organization will have some continuity with some veteran coaches, guys who are respected. So,
and we'll, Josh McCown we'll is a head coaching candidate in one place.
Well, we'll see if he gets hired.
If he's on the staff.
If he is, it's because Lovie Smith is cool with it. And Lovie Smith knows Josh from the time in Chicago. And it would also be that Josh needs coaching experience if he wants to actually be a coach.
Listen, the Texans are all about this. When they were looking for a GM, can Jack Easterby stay? If you can't, then you can't be a candidate here. When you're looking for a head coach, can Josh McCown be here? If he can't, then you can't be a head coach here. That's how it is. That's how the Texans operate. Like a well-oiled machine. It's unbelievable how good they are at this. Guys, you still looking for that great Valentine gift for your special someone? Give her the next best thing to wear, nothing at all. Soft, silky, naturally nude pajamas available exclusively from Pajamagram.com. Sensuous and smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her own soft skin. She'll love slipping these on every night. They are so soft and luxurious, they'll melt away her stress. She'll love the feeling of wearing next to nothing at all, and you'll love the way they look. Check them out at Pajamagram.com. Best of all, every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, which means you don't have to wrap a thing. So get her naturally nude pajamas. Just go to Pajamagram.com or text the word GIFT, G-I-F-T, to 41234. Again, text the word GIFT to 41234 to order naturally nude pajamas. It's fast, it's easy. Delivery by Valentine's Day is guaranteed. Tell them John Granato sent you.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. Found the Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Now coming to you live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 818 on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts, Lovie Smith, the new head coach of your Houston Texans right here. And his press conference is going to be later today. Man, I honestly want Lovie to succeed. I hope Lovie is awesome. We want all our teams. I hope he's very much like Dusty, except there's one big difference. It ain't age. It ain't beard. It ain't none of that. It's the talent that's on the field. Listen, whoever the head coach is, he ain't winning with this team. You could be Nick Saban and Bill Belichick and I don't care who you are. You ain't winning with this team. It's going to take a while to get some guys. It's bad. It's bad what this organization is given to Lovie to try to win with. Now, they did some really nice things defensively. It was obviously it was up and down because he just doesn't have players. What is the when you came back and you were like, what is the one common denominator on look at the teams in the Super Bowl? What do they have? They've got Von Miller, Aaron Donald, Cooper Kupp, OBJ, Stafford. They've got Whitworth. They got really great football players. Mm-hmm. Great football players. Mm-hmm. Look at the Bengals. They got Joe. They got Mixon. They got Jamar. Hendrickson. They got DJ. They got Bell.
The Rams primarily bought theirs through free agency and trades because they didn't draft effectively. Cup's the best receiver in the game right now, and then Aaron Donald's the best defense player in the game. They drafted both those guys. Yeah.
So, but what's the common denominator? They got great players.
Yeah.
That's how you win. Mm-hmm. Listen, there was a talk this morning about Sean McVay. Well, he gets the Super Bowl, but he doesn't win it. He's there for his second time in 4 years. You know what? He's doing a great job. But you know what he has? Great football players.
Les Snead's doing everything he can to win quickly. And he'll figure out the rebuild later, but he wanted to go out and get the best players. It's the Daryl Morey methodology where Daryl didn't care about. All Daryl cares about ever is trying to accumulate the most good players he can get. And I think that's a little bit of a mistake in basketball. But in football, it's a necessity. It's a non-starter. You have to have the Jimmys and the Joes. You have to have them to be able to win at the highest level. Typically, you needed a quarterback. And that's why they went out and bought Matt Stafford through through trade. And Joe Burrow was the first pick of the draft. Jimmy Garoppolo, they paid him a bunch of money and gave up second rounder to get him, even though, he's clearly not the answer in San Francisco. They also traded a bunch of draft capital, guess what, to get a quarterback in Trey Lance. So that's the other Final Four team. And then in the AFC, it was, Pat Mahomes. So Pat Mahomes, so you got to get quarterback right. We know that. But, the Rams have an unusual amalgamation of average to below average talent in some areas and like all pros at other positions. Andrew Whitworth has played his best football. He's on the downside, but he's been around for a long time.
Forever.
He was really good with this.
Listen, when he was a free, I remember talking about him with you when he was a free agent, and when he became a free agent, you were like, I don't know. He's kind of old now. He's been around for a while. He's been great for them for how many years now? Is it 6 years he's been there? I mean, talk about a great pickup, and the Texans give up two first-rounders for Tunsil and then a three-year deal. Tunsil
just doesn't want to play.
No, he... I'm telling you, what a...
Did you hear more stories?
What a bleep up of an organization this is.
So he's only been there 5 years with the Rams.
5 years.
He came when he was 36 years old.
Yes.
Like most 36-year-olds, you think he's at the very end. That's the same thing. Dwayne Brown has been playing really good football. He's been over there for a while now in Seattle. Andrew Whitworth, you're finally starting to see some decline there. But, that guy is a 40-year-old lineman. You almost never see that.
Yeah.
I wonder if we're going to start seeing that more and more. Guys who are able to take care of their bodies, they understand nutrition better. They understand how to take care of their bodies better now. Their training regimens are different. I wonder if we're going to, because we saw Drew Brees in his 40s. You used to never see quarterbacks in their 40s. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Andrew Whitworth on the offensive line. There's certain positions, running back, cornerback. You can get by being older as a safety. but you know, like Charles Woodson, you have to have a very specialized role. But I wonder if we may start seeing more older offensive linemen, older quarterbacks than we're used to seeing.
Yeah.
I don't know about wide receivers. There's certain explosion. There's certain levels of explosion you need at certain positions that you're just not going to have when you're late 30s.
I just saw a story about Chris Paul. He puts $1 million a year into his body and to keep it, you know.
Chris is going to, and he even said, like, I'm going to gain weight. When I'm done playing, I'll probably break down. But he does everything he can, from personal masseuse to the way he eats, the way he trains, the way he sleeps. Everything he does is geared towards competing at the highest level he possibly can for the longest he can. He is, I had somebody with the Rockets tell me, he's not necessarily he's not the easiest guy to get along with. He's tough to get along.
But he makes you win.
But there's never a doubt about his competitive nature. There's never a doubt about him doing whatever it takes. But he's not always easy to get along with for others. That's why he wears out his welcome in places. I think that's one of the common themes with a lot of really, really great players. It's one of the things that made Tom Brady so unique, is I think teammates always liked him. I think he was demanding, but at the same time, he was also accountable to himself. And I think at the end of the day, he was likable. I don't know about teammates with Roger Clemens. I have no idea, because I always throw Roger in there
Said it himself. He doesn't get that close to the guys on the offensive guys.
But Roger's one of those guys with kind of freaky competitive spirit.
Yeah.
Randy Johnson. I don't know if Randy was a beloved, you know, he was that kind of ultimate competitor. I don't know if he was beloved.
I remember him in that locker room. Guys stayed away from him.
David Seguin, I remember he body slammed him in a fight they had over music when he was in Seattle. So I don't know that he was, I don't know if he was a beloved teammate or not, but, Jordan, of course, you know, was very hit or miss. Jordan was just a huge bullet.
Well, if he threw a basketball in your face, whatever. If that's not being a great teammate, whatever.
Great players.
I am looking at this story. Speaking of money, Joe Rogan, his best alternative might be Rumble. Because it looks like the way that things are happening with Spotify, that maybe Joe Rogan is going to be there. Rumble says they'll give him $100 million over 4 years. And, this is a story. This is Bobby Burak wrote it for Outkick. And he says, yeah, okay, $100 million over 4 years, whatever. Pat McAfee makes $30 million a year with FanDuel. Call her daddy host.
Wait. $30 million a year with FanDuel?
Yeah. Call her daddy host Alex Cooper, $20 million a year at Spotify. What? Why aren't we doing a podcast? Why are we doing this stupid radio show?
Easy.
Oh.
Tyler, geez.
$20 million
a year. No. I'm
$30 million a year.
I'm okay with that as long as I'm on board somehow.
Yeah. Are you? Let me know when we get the offer. We can leave.
Well, hey, we're sitting right here. Spotify, wake up. We won't say anything controversial. We won't drop N-bombs like Joe Rogan.
I think saying controversial things is one of the things maybe not that.
No.
But being a little controversial or a little polarizing is one of the things they like.
Whatever.
And Call Her Daddy.
I'll say whatever.
That's a Barstool podcast.
What is Call Her Daddy?
Call Her Daddy, yeah.
Oh. Well, it's on Spotify too?
Yeah, I think they push out a lot of stuff to Spotify.
Who's Alex Cooper? Is that a?
I don't know.
That's a girl.
She's a good looking girl.
Oh, she is. Yeah. $20 million a year to get her thoughts on stuff.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious, she better have a lot of thoughts up there.
Have you not seen what YouTubers and influencers make? Like, yeah, digital space is where everyone thought you couldn't make money digitally, and that's where tons of money is being made now.
Wow.
Yeah, like there's stupid kids opening toys on YouTube, and they're making tens of millions of dollars.
Why can't your kids open up gifts?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, how hard was this? Can y'all have some kind of get up and go? Can you start your own basketball podcast? But are you better when you were 9 years old, not 13?
Yeah.
Do it when you're 9.
Right.
Like, and then get in fights. And then when y'all get into fights.
13 or over the hill.
When I see y'all fight at home over basketball, like, even just you'll argue about something and it turns physical. Do that on camera.
But you ought to. Yeah,
like, just like Jerry Springer, but for kids on a video cast.
You ought to watch a game every once in a while, though. That might be.
They were watching yesterday, but then they start watching YouTube highlights of five-point plays. Like, a true story. Like, what are y'all watching? What game? This is Kyrie Irving's five-point play with the Boston Celtics. I'm like, this is really, this is what, and they'll go from a Pike, Kyrie's five-point play, the five most disrespectful dunks of all time. Of all time, YouTube. Here's what happens. YouTubers aggregate those, mm-hmm. and then they put their face on like, whoa! And then they get paid like, you know, like $17,000 a month for aggregating content that they have and then showing their own reaction videos like, whoa! $17,000. Ching, ching, ching.
And your kids?
Listen, y'all don't have to go to college. Just figure out how to make money on YouTube. I'm good with it.
No. 829 ESPN 97.5.
Now, if y'all don't, I'm going to talk about how that's what's wrong with society. 92. But if you do, I'm going to say, hey, this is the new. Hey, this is a new
this
business
is how
model,
America is.
Old man.
This is America.
Get on board. Stop being screaming at the ants on your yard or whatever it is. Okay.
What? You know what? Stop screaming at your cold water in your shower.
Ooh,
you know what's easy to do? Get hot water in your shower. You know how? Aqueduct Plumbing Company. You know what they're doing every day? Putting in new water heaters, and oh my goodness, are they good. The tankless water heater is fantastic, people. If you're somebody that is looking for a great way to just get out of that water heater that you got now and get with Aqueduct Plumbing, 281-488-6238. Let them come to your home absolutely free. A lot of guys are going to charge just to show up and give you an estimate. That's not the way they do it. They're not subcontractors either. They're going to do all the work. What about hot water? What about water pressure? What about foundation issues? What about all of your pipes that are old?
Yeah, I had them screw up my it screwed up the foundation. It screwed up my flooring, though. And that's because I had broken pipes. If you got broken pipes, you may not even know it. Have them come out and give you a hydrostatic test. It won't take long, and they'll have a definitive answer on what your situation has looked like from a leaking standpoint. So make sure that for small jobs to large jobs, you check out Aqueduct Plumbing. Go to thebenchplumbing.com, thebenchplumbing.com.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Bench with John and Lance on ESPN 97.5. One of them owes me $20, but I'll let you guess which one.
The godfather of Houston sports radio, the preeminent NFL draft analyst. You found The Bench on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Antonio Brown is back in the news. Surprisingly, Antonio Brown's making some news.
Surprising.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, he put on Instagram Monday night a message, "We the owners now." Boasting about a purchase of an owner's suite for 18 people and 6 front row tickets in the lower bowl VIP section. How much? What's the price tag? 18 suite tickets and 6.
For Super Bowl?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I would say, hold on a second.
18
that's
tickets,
10, suite tickets. That's 100,000. That is 180,000. And what else?
6 lower bowl.
210,000.
2,195,000.
Does he think he's going to play again?
So the only problem, it's dated 1 year ago, February 7th, 2021.
Oh,
whether or not somebody screwed up and put 21 instead of 22. That's the invoice. Yeah, $2 million for the owner's suite, but it is dated due date 2/7/2021. Whether or not he it may have, and maybe
he
I don't
could
know
buy it that early in advance.
No, I don't know that. But that is the price tag. It's an invoice. I don't know. All I know is these ticket prices are stupid, stupid. I know some guys who do business with and are in this business and buy and sell Super Bowl tickets, and holy crap, what a great ticket, because the Bengals just are just scooping up everything. The Bengal fans are scooping up everything they can, and they don't care how much. One seat in the lower bowls going for $31,000. I mean,
well, you didn't mention it. This is because he was supposed to be Kanye West. He's now the head of Kanye's Donda Sports, which Kanye and Antonio Brown together is spectacular.
Do you think he got scammed? Because you said the date on the Super Bowl on those tickets was 2/7/21, right?
Yeah.
That was last year's Super Bowl.
It was 2/7?
2/7/21, yeah.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that somebody sold him tickets from last year, but.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Maybe that was an invoice that Kanye had or whatever. Maybe it was Kanye's invoice from last year or got his.
So guess what? I
don't know if he's going or not or what, but if Antonio Brown is putting out that kind of money for tickets, Antonio Brown ain't going to have much for long.
I was actually there when there was a conversation where a guy from, and this is totally legal, a guy for an NFL team sold his tickets directly to not to a broker, but he sold it, and it wasn't even that much. It was above face value, I think. So I don't know, maybe it's not, but. He went directly to a business owner. Like he didn't want to sell it to a broker. He wanted to make sure it was going to somebody who was going to use the tickets. You know what I mean? Like directly to somebody who wanted to take his kids. He specifically wants, hey, you know, it's not everyone can go. Look, the Super Bowl is not for everyone. It's super expensive. The face value on the tickets is it's gone so it was already high, now it's so high, and in California it's going out it's outrageous numbers. But Super Bowl is never going to be for the common person unless you are saving your money up, because it is expensive as hell.
No, you can't go
like
to the Super Bowl
anymore. Crazy expensive
unless you
so this guy wanted to sell to, you know, like a business owner, somebody who wanted to take, you know, family member or what. He wanted to make sure it goes to the people who want to go see a Super Bowl without it going to ticket brokers and then having more money taken out of it. I don't know. There's some teams who want to do that, and there's others. I got stuff I'll tell you off the air that is going to it's never going to change. The league is going to continue to have guys sell Super Bowl tickets. That's just the way it is.
Do you have your – I'm looking at The Athletic, and they've got all kinds of picks here, Super Bowl predictions, odds, different prop bets and whatnot. Mm-hmm. Do you have your pick yet?
Yeah, I like the Rams. I like the Rams. I like the under a little bit, and I like Rams first to score 20. I saw that was Rams minus 160. I like that.
I saw one guy has a bet, and it's even money on – and he says, I bet this every year, is both teams will have the lead in the game.
Oh. I wonder, what is that? Like, it's even?
It's, yeah. Both teams will have a lead. And he said
3-0, 7-3 is the best thing that's ever happened.
3-0 is the best way to start.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the best way to start a game if you got that bet. So they've got, it's funny, they've got a bunch of people picking the Bengals straight up. If you're going to take the Bengals money line. I mean, 4.5. There's so many close games. 4.5
three
is a
and
nice,
four
pretty is a
big
nice
numbers,
number. Yeah, 4.5 is a
especially nice if you think that it's not going to be as high scoring, those numbers become more valuable.
Under over 279.5 yards for Matthew Stafford.
Passing? Let me see. I'm going to say under, and here's why. I think Cam Akers is going to come out of this as a big star. I think this will be a real coming out party for Cam Akers as a major factor headed into 2022 next year.
Under over 102.5 yards for Cooper Kupp.
I mean, here's one thing I found. When you're playing, if you try to get too slick with these prop bets, you get your head taken off.
Yep.
So, in other words, play over on Devontae Adams all the time. Play over with Cooper Kupp. You're more likely to win if you're playing the over on those guys and you're playing under on Tyler Boyd. You know, it's when you try to get slick with 31.5. I just need 132-yard catch.
Right.
And then you end up like, oh, he's got 17 yards on two catch and three catches. Like, they're not even looking at him.
Yeah, but Cooper Kupp is Cooper Kupp. I mean, he's
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
When it comes to Cooper Kupp, don't like
that's a big number now.
That's a big number, but Coop, when does he not get 100 yards?
He always does.
Isn't he like, what, was it 13 times
except
this year?
If, yeah, you,
except what?
Except if, yeah, I don't know anybody that can. Who's going to stay with him? Eli Apple?
No, they don't have a good matchup.
Yeah.
It just
over
depends
under 279.5 yards for Joe Burrow. You know what? He might have to throw the ball.
Yes.
If you feel like the Rams are going to win, Joe's going to be behind. He's
got
to throw.
Problem. I just don't. The teams have had success running against the Rams, and I don't think Joe drops it. I think Joe is going to get sacked a lot if teams if the Rams get to pin their ears back and they know he's passing. That's my problem with that. I think that they have a better chance of winning if Joe Mixon has
what's
a better game.
What is Jamar Chase's rushing number? You know, they use that play a lot.
Which one, the jet sweep?
Yeah, not only jet sweep, they pitch the ball to him when he's in motion coming around. They like running Jamar Chase. Not as much as Debo, but Jamar Chase has been a big part of their – well, I don't want to say a big part of their rushing game, but he's had some rushing yards for him in this postseason. We'll have to look at that one. I might take that bet. 713-780-3776. You guys got anything? You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. Back to the Texans coaching hire. Does it get any better? Does it get any better than talking Texans football right now? We'll do that on the other side.
Hey, Texans have a new coach.
Texans have a new coach.
It took a long time. We're right up, snuggled up against the Super Bowl. It took that long to get their coaching hire done. But the Texans were not technically last. I think the Saints were last. Are we done? Well, I guess it's
Kevin O'Connell.
Vikings are not official
yet. Yeah, right. They can't yet. Kevin O'Connell's the last one. The Vikings are the last one. So we got that going on. Right now, though, you got a patio to talk
Texas
about.
Texas Custom Patios was out there last night. Weather was great. A little bit cooler. You put a jacket on, no big deal. So what they'll do is they'll install a big screen television. They set your sound system up to the television where you can control it from the controller. You can run your off your phone. You can play music out there. You can play your Netflix on a separate one. You've got with most of these smart TVs, you're gonna have a Netflix built into it. You can watch all your games out there as well, movies with the sound system that's installed into the gabled roof. Big fans that are out there to help cool you down when the weather gets a little warmer. And the great thing about Texas Custom Patios is they will design everything for you that you like, but if you ever want to start adding on and they can help show you, they'll make it a reality for you. You can get that kitchen. You can get that outdoor fireplace. You can get whatever it is that you're looking for, the griddle top, the infrared grill installed there, the refrigerator that's built into your outdoor kitchen. They can do anything that you can possibly conceive of, and even things you can't conceive of, they can build for you. My friends at Texas Custom Patio, they are making your quality of life improve, and they're adding value to your home, and they're doing it with a product that is built unbelievably durably with the very best materials, and it's second to none from a construction standpoint. Make sure that you check out what they did for me, a very simple outdoor space. And look what they did at tcplance.com. That's Texas Custom Patios.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show, The Bench with John Granato and Lance Zierlein on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right. Well, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance here with you. 713-780-3776. Your thoughts on the Houston Texans. Your thoughts on any of the head coaching hires. Your thoughts on anything that is going on. Lovie Smith will be introduced. What is it, 11 o'clock press conference today?
I think so, yeah. I think Cody's going to be out there, too.
Yeah, Cody will be there, so you'll hear all the sound right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So we'll have that here for you. Have all the thoughts about all of this. You're more than welcome to get in. 713-780-3776. 3776, the number. Did you see the number of buzzer beat? How about Texas beating Kansas last night? A great finish. There were all college basketball was awesome last night in all that. Now, a lot of smaller games that you wouldn't watch, but ESPN put together a compilation of all the buzzer beaters last night. It was a great night of college basketball last night. And oh, by the way, your Horns beat Kansas last night. So congratulations to you and your people.
Lance, that's what they call me.
Yeah, no, obviously. you obviously didn't watch it because you're a jinx and your wife would have been.
She didn't watch it either. So if I'm the jinx, she's the jinx. Although Snacks did have a basketball game.
He didn't. Well, he wasn't watching that, though? He wasn't watching and Kansas?
No, you can find different shots and different Pro Bowl. Watch Mac Jones do the gritty. I mean, that's more important than watching a game.
Well, yeah.
Seeing things on YouTube, clips and sound bites, and watching stuff on YouTube is way more important than actually seeing a game. That's what I found out.
Yeah, no.
greatest step back shots ever.
Mm-hmm.
Watch about 14 of those in a row. Just lock in on a Shaq and a Fool rabbit hole.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
The Shaq and the Fool is kind of funny, though.
It is. Yeah. JaVale McGee's on there a lot.
Yeah.
He's been on a lot.
I mean, it's named that. Isn't it like a JaVale McGee, Shaq and the Fool?
It should be.
Yeah.
It should
be. He and Shaq have beef.
Hey, you think this James Harden deal is going to get done? You think anything could get done? Because I think the Nets realize, did you see the video? I retweeted it. Nets fans are now, this one Nets fan was so disgusted by James's defensive effort. One game, he grabbed 10 clips and had a thread of 10 clips. Like, oh, my God. He said, look at this. Doesn't close out the shooter. And it's the Nets are figuring out. And it feels like, and maybe this is just who James is. Like, James is one of the all-time great offensive players. But I don't think he can truly be considered an all-time great. Well, that may not be fair. Because, well, no one considers Alex English an all-time great. There have been great offensive players before who were defensive liabilities. But, I mean, he's more than a defensive liability.
Is a Hall of Famer.
Well, James is going to be a Hall of Famer, too.
Yeah.
But I'm saying, James, one of the things that I have a hard time with James is a superstar. It's just to put him on the elite level of the KDs and all that, I just want him to try a little. Like, is it that hard to try? Just try. You don't have to be a good defender. But just try a little bit more.
Well, I mean, James looks like he's making a swat at the ball.
Sometimes
James
looks like he's making a point by not even rotating out to his guy. It's things that are just indefensible, frankly. If you're part of a team, it's just indefensible not to make an effort for your brother who's sitting right next to you trying to win a championship. If you're doing things like that, it's just almost indefensible that you wouldn't try for your teammate and for your brother. You wouldn't go out there and say, you know what? I'm not a great defender, but I'm going to rotate. I'm going to try to close out shooters. I'll put a body on somebody. No one's asking you to, you know, play 48 minutes of hell. They're just saying, can you just do your job a little bit? Like even like a 5 out of 10? Can you just do a 5 and not a 2?
Listen, let him go back with Daryl Morey and be right there on the precipice all the time.
It's Daryl and Tad over there, too, and they love James.
They love
James. Those two love James. So, Daryl, so James is going to be a 76er.
If you're the next.
I just wonder if they want to deal. If Daryl can figure it out financially without having to. If he can maximize his James Harden Hall trade by moving Ben Simmons next year or somewhere else, like Daryl's going to figure out how to do it. He is getting James Harden, whether it's a free agent deal, a sign and trade deal, or a trade this year, he is going to get James Harden. He just is. He believes that James is the greatest offensive player who's ever lived. He said this better than Jordan, better than LeBron. He believes he's the greatest offensive player. And, you know, from a data standpoint, he is one of the greatest of all time. It's hard to argue it. But I think you're starting to see James. I wonder physically, is he going to put the time in he needs to keep his body where it needs to be? He's put a lot of minutes on those legs. He plays a physical brand of basketball. I wonder if this is the same James he's getting now. It's not the same one he got from Portland in 2011 or 12, whatever it was. It's not, that's not that James anymore. This is 10 years later. This James has been around. So,
well, and that begs the question, when this deal is, how long do you give James max dollars? What's your next max dollar?
Well, because you're going to get stuck.
You're going to get stuck. I mean, look at the Rockets stuck with, first it was Russell Westbrook's horrible deal. Now it's John Wall's horrible deal. When you're giving max dollars to a guy who's, I don't know. You know, James has been on the court, though. James has been healthy, and you can pretty much count on James being there. It's whether or not you can count on James in a big game. That's a different story. But it's okay. Let me ask you this question. Will Daryl and James ever win a title?
No.
Not. With Joel Embiid, you don't think that they can win? Mm-mm.
Nope. I don't think James has it.
I agree with you.
Because
whatever happens in a big game, James will disappear.
Yeah, and Joel needs, well, as long as you have a guy who can pick James up, like, I think they could have won a title. I think they would have won a title with Chris Paul.
Yeah.
If he stayed healthy, because you had a guy who could pick him up.
That was the risk with Chris Paul.
Can Embiid pick him up? Can he compliment James, or can James compliment him? I think James is willing to take a secondary role when need be. He didn't have to have the ball in his hands all the time. We've seen it before. We saw it with KD in Oklahoma City and Russ. We saw it last year with
every
KD.
Every all-star game.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't have that I must have the ball alpha mentality unless he's the best player on the team. And then he understands that's where the bread is buttered. But he shares the ball. He's always got high assist numbers. I mean, James isn't a ball hog. Now, he'll take some ill-advised shots at times, and sometimes some very predictable, wait till there's no time on the shot clock and then step back and fire. We know that. But I just don't feel like James and Joel Embiid have a complementary type of personality. James didn't have it with – don't you get the sense that Embiid has some of the same kind of alpha big man stuff that Dwight Howard had? And James couldn't get along great with,
yep,
with Howard. And I think Embiid is a different kind of big man as well. I don't know. I don't see it. And I think Daryl fundamentally has a flaw of not understanding that you have to put the right guys together. He just believes collect the talent and everything else will work out.
Daryl said he put Chris Paul and James together and they should have won a title.
Yeah, but I don't think that's typically what he does. When you look at all of his moves, he just believes that you just put as much talent as you possibly can and you'll be fine. Where the reality is, Daryl has never really learned, I think, or he doesn't value Daryl does not value chemistry. He will tell you that. I think he thinks that's just fake. It's not quantifiable. So he doesn't believe in things that don't have a one or a zero, you know, beep, 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 beep. If it can't be coded,
mm-hmm,
he doesn't believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't, there's not a quantifiable, it's real. I mean, I'm here to tell you, anyone who's played sports knows chemistry is a real thing. And basketball chemistry is a real thing. And not having chemistry is an even realer thing. It's even more detrimental. I just don't think Daryl believes in chemistry at all. Doesn't believe in clutch. Clutch play doesn't exist. Chemistry doesn't exist. You just collect the people, and good basketball players will find ways to win. I don't think you can. I just don't think that gives you a great chance to win championship.
Right.
Don't think he can beat. I don't think his team could beat Chris Paul if it came down to it. I don't think they could beat Milwaukee.
Right.
Milwaukee has chemistry.
Right. Did I say under over? Because Jam Band Degenerate Gambler says it's over under, not the other way around.
Oh yeah.
Well, I could see that because he's a degenerate gambler, and if you say things wrong, like people when you're playing golf, somebody will say, "What club did you shoot?" You don't. No, they do. You don't shoot clubs. You hit clubs, and you shoot a score. What'd you shoot? Okay. So yeah, it kind of bothers me sometimes when people do that.
What about New Orleans, where they tell you to let the window up?
Or you gonna
make groceries?
You're gonna, when you pull up in your car, you gonna get down?
You're gonna get down
out of the car. That means you're gonna get out of the car.
I never heard that.
Yeah.
Huh? Do you know make groceries is a thing in Louisiana?
What about making nachos?
Well, that's a thing.
That's
too.
A thing in Louisiana.
But making groceries is a Louisiana thing.
You make.
Plus, it's like a New Orleans. You gonna go to the store to make groceries?
Yeah.
I don't know how that could possibly be a thing. If I'm fixing to go somewhere, they say that about Texas.
Right.
Yeah, fixing it to should be in a dictionary already. That's a real thing. You're getting ready to do it. You're fixing to do it. What? Fixing to is a... fixing to is like y'all. It makes perfect sense. You all.
I'm fixing to.
I'm fixing to go to the store.
Right. Right.
It makes sense. It's a good word. It's a good phrase.
Y'all, my family, when I go back to Chicago and I say y'all, they just destroy me.
They do?
Oh, my God.
Because they don't know how to talk.
No, because they
can't
say
talk right.
Use. What do you use?
Use guys.
You don't say y'all. You say use.
Is that
where
an Italian thing or is that a Chicago thing?
It's a both. It's a Chicago Italian. Where are you going?
What's the biggest? Oh, it's 9 o'clock. Yeah. Is the Italians? Is that the biggest? Well, you haven't been there a while, but is that from a demographic standpoint? Are the Italians still big in Chicago?
Oh yeah, they're still
a big Italian thing, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Because Italian food's supposed to be great there. I've only gone to one or two restaurants.
Yeah, no, Italian food is excellent there. What do you mean? It's 9 o'clock on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time to talk about Chastain Ford. Chastain Ford, my people. That's my peeps, Patrick and Joe and Allie and Justin and Tony and all. Hey, it's Tony's over there. What are you doing? Hey, what are they doing? What they're doing is they're getting you into that Ford car truck at the price that you needed at. That's the first thing I'll ask. What do your payments have to be at? Because they don't want you choking on your payments. That's not what a car is about. What they want you to have is the best vehicle you can possibly get, customized exactly how you want it. Now, I picked up the Expedition last time, and I got, you know, this certain package. I don't have to do that this time. I'm going to get my Ford Lightning, and I'm going to pick every single thing that I want in it, and then they're going to work it out to where my payments are exactly where I have to be. And so that's what they're going to do. And they're not going to say, well, why don't you get this or why don't you get that? We could add this on, because they don't do that. They never, ever, ever do that. And they're also, unlike other dealerships, that are throwing an excise tax of $5,000 or $10,000. This is literally happening out there, people. There are dealerships that say, well, they're so hard to get right now. We're going to have to – it's another $5,000 fee. What? No, ain't doing that. And it's what they ain't about that life at Chastain Ford. You're looking for the best way to get into that Ford car or truck, be it a business or retail, whatever it is, go to ChastainFord.com. Get the best service from the best people at the best deal you're going to find in the city of Houston on your Ford. ChastainFord.com, or it's on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5. On ESPN 97.5.